The Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. And happy Friday. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the January 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The 33rd Africa Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off Sunday in Yaoundé, Cameroon. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon, five-time African champions, will host the Stallions of Burkina Faso, the 2013 Nations Cup runners-up, in the opening match. One former Nations Cup hero who's in Cameroon to watch the competition is Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year. 28 years ago in Tunisia, Amunike scored both goals for Nigeria in the team's 2-1 victory over Zambia in the Nations Cup final. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Amunike, what are your memories of that match?
Well, my memory was in that tournament, I think having the privilege to, you know, to feature in the final, bearing it in mind that I never played any game from the beginning of the tournament except the final. I think that was a good memory for me. And then going ahead to score the two goals that eventually gave us the cup, I think also it's a great one. But of course, for me, the memory is that was that I was privileged, you know, to have been featured in the final. And then that afforded me the opportunity to score those goals. I think that was the memory I can actually tell you about me in that tournament.
The 1994 Nations Cup final featured 12 African teams, while the upcoming AFCON in Cameroon will have double that number. Would you like to see future AFCONs have even more teams?
Was it 12 or 16 teams? I think it was 16 teams, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I think the football in 94 and the game in question in today, 2022, there has been a lot of changes. The game is in constant evolving, and the teams also and countries are evolving with the changes that the game is coming up with. Well, it is good for football. I think for me, it's a good one. The last edition of this tournament was played in Egypt in 2019. And I think that was the first time we had 24 teams. And now this is the second time we're going to have 24 teams in Cameroon. For me, it's a very good one. It gives opportunity to a lot of countries that that have never been in AFCON. The last one, we saw teams like Tanzania after 39 years. And then they made it to the AFCON. And this time around in Cameroon, we're going to see teams like Comoro, Gambia. So I think it's a very, very interesting thing that we afford a lot of opportunities to a lot of countries, you know, to be in the AFCON and be able to, you know, exhibit and demonstrate and expose their players. For me, it's a welcome development. And I hope in the future we can be able, you know, to continue to grow in terms of having more numbers and in terms of, you know, using it as a platform to develop African football. I think it's a very good one.
In your opinion, outside of the number of teams that qualify, how has the African Cup of Nations tournament changed since when you played?
Well, the AFCON has changed a lot, you know. I think when we played, although that was our generation, the standard was high, the intensity was high, the level of competitiveness was high. And now you are seeing new generation that are also doing very well. And most of our players from Africa are doing very well in their respective club in Europe. So I think it's a very good thing. It has changed a lot. It has, you know, brought more glamour. It has brought more awareness. It has brought more interest. It has brought more investing. People are investing into it. So I think anything that we make the tournament to grow is a welcome development. And I'm happy that, you know, people are seeing it that way, because this is one of the best tournaments when it comes to African football. And I'm glad that it's really, you know, bringing glamour. And I'm glad that it's really changing. And I'm glad that, you know, it's really inspiring the new generation.
Which team do you think will win the trophy in Cameroon?
It's difficult to predict who is going to win this tournament. But the good thing is that there's a lot of teams with possibility of winning this tournament. You have the host country, you have the defending champion, you have Senegal with a lot of great players, you have Nigeria. But from my own point of view, I think it will be best advice to, you know, to allow the tournament to begin. And then as the tournament in question progresses, then we can start to picture and start to have more knowledge and more insight about teams, and then start to know a team that might eventually, you know, becoming the champion of this edition of AFCON in Cameroon.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Douala, Cameroon.
Sporty greetings. This is Emmanuel Amunike, former Nigerian player, former Tanzanian coach. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America. Many thanks. Remain blessed and stay safe. God bless you.
Emmanuel Amunike is in Cameroon as a member of the Confederation of African Football's Technical Study Group for the Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Samson Omale joins us now with more Nations Cup news. Sporty Nations Cup greetings, Samson.
Sporty Nations Cup greetings, Sunny. We're barely 2 days to the start of the 2021 African Cup of Nations in Cameroon. The Premier African Cup of Nations kicks off in Cameroon on Sunday against a backdrop of controversy over player call-ups, the tournament's timing, the host nation's readiness, and the possibility of widespread of COVID-19 infections. But the atmosphere in the country smells of anything but football, as the flags of the 24 countries that will be participating at the tournament adorn strategic places in the various host cities. Teams are also putting final touches to their preparations. Nigerian Football Federation President Amaju Pinnick has indicated that the Confederation of African Football Executive Committee will meet to take a position on the disrespect some European clubs have shown to the staging of the African Cup of Nations. Many European clubs with African players were hesitant to release those players for the 2021 AFCON after players were made to defend their decisions to represent their national teams during the domestic season. The NFF president is proposing a ban on African players from going to any club that discriminates or disrespect Africa and the African Cup of Nations.
It's something we are not going to take. We are meeting in CAF and we are going to come out. I'm going to propose to them, whether they like it or not. There are some, we're going to come out with, not just Nigeria, come out with a format whereby if you do not respect Africa, we'll make sure African players don't come to your club. Because we cannot, if, for example, England invites a player from Watford, Watford will drive to their camp and drop that player there. It's so clear that we are being discriminated. The president of CAF will not take this lightly. And he will use his influence in ensuring that we regain and get that respect once again from the global football community.
Teams are also putting final touches to their preparations. Some teams have been involved in some tune-up matches. Guinea's Sili National picked up a 2-0 win in their second international friendly match against host Rwanda in Kigali on Thursday. Mohamed Lamine Bayo and skipper Naby Keita netted 2 first-half goals at the Amahoro Stadium to give Guinea a morale-boosting win before they travel to Cameroon for their African Nations Cup campaign. And in COVID-19-related update with the teams, Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and midfielder Mairo Lamine have tested positive for COVID-19. It's bad news for the Panthers of Gabon. Patrice Neveu, the coach of the Gabonese side, says the positive test is coming just 3 days before the first fixture of Gabon in the African Cup of Nations against the Comoros. The two players are currently in self-isolation, according to their coach, even though they have no symptoms. Odion Ighalo, AFCON 2019 top scorer, has been ruled out of Nigeria's 2021 African Cup of Nations Nations campaign in Cameroon. Nigeria Football Federation, in a statement released on Thursday, said the former Manchester United striker will play no part at the African Football Showpiece as a result of issues with his Saudi Arabian club. Ighalo was not released by his Saudi Arabian club Al-Shabaab owing to contractual reasons. And now to Ghana, where the Black Stars is hoping they can end their 40-year drought at AFCON. Since the last won the Nations Cup when they kickstarted their AFCON tournament against Giants Morocco on Monday, January the 10th, before taking on Gabon and Comoros in the other group C matches. Coach Milovan Rajavak and his 3-8-man squad are expected to arrive in Cameroon on Friday. But a former Ghana defender, John Penstill, says the Black Stars do not have enough quality to win the 2021 African Cup of Nations tournament. Penstill, who played for the national team over a decade ago, believes the Serbian trainer inherited an inexperienced squad when he took over the team a few months ago.
He coming is not coming to meet the players that he met before. And of course, when he came, some of us were already made. The team has been there 2006, 2008. So when he came 2010, we were masters of our own, and we only take instructions. But now, that generation is not there anymore. When you look at the team now, we only have Dede Ayew and Jonathan Mensah, which is not enough for any coach who believes that this is the national team that I enjoy coaching. Milo came because he loved Ghanaians and he knew that Ghanaian players would deliver for him. In some cases, no coach would have come and take the job in that crucial moment because it's Ghana we are talking about. It's not any country that don't love football. Ghana, we love football, we love football with everything. So I believe that Milo came because he loved the nation and he believed that Ghanaian players always deliver for him. So I said it was a crucial and wrong time for him because of the players he was coming to meet, players who have never been together, play so much matches, thinking that they have that quality as a team, but they have quality as individuals. It was going to be difficult for him.
Zambia says it is on standby to fill Zimbabwe's slot at the 2021 African Cup of Nations should FIFA ban Zimbabwe ahead of the continental showdown that is scheduled to begin on Sunday. FIFA threatened to ban Zimbabwe if the elected FA failed to regain control of the sport from a government-appointed organization by January the 3rd. While that is yet to happen, Admiral Dalindila Moskwe, who plays as a forward for championship club Luton Town in England, is part of the Zimbabwe's team to this year's AFCON. He says he's looking forward to playing Senegal in their group, which also include Guinea and Malawi.
I'd like to say our chances are definitely high of getting out of the group. Top two go through, and then I think from the various other groups, there's also third best losers. They also go through to the round of 16. So I'm very confident and optimistic that we'll definitely get through our group. But yeah, the Senegal game, it's going to be a good game, playing against the likes of Mane and them guys, Mendy. So it's going to be a tough game, but obviously we'll try our best and see what we can get out of the game.
Sierra Leone's contingent to the African Cup of Nations has arrived in Cameroon. Sierra Leone will play in Group E alongside holders Algeria, Ivory Coast and Equatorial Guinea. And a farewell reception held in honor of the Lone Stars, president of Sierra Leone, Julius Boy, told the team to make their presence felt at the tournament.
Go into that field, go into Cameroon with only one objective, to bring us back that trophy, to make us proud. You are from the Lion Mountains. When the lion roars, everybody listens and they're scared. Scare them off. Surprise them. You can do it. We have been in the wilderness for 25 years. Let our presence be felt when we get there. And that is what I ask of you.
Thomas Daddy Brima is the president of the Sierra Leonean Football Association.
I'm pleased to inform you that all 40 players turned up. And we even have some that have never been to Sierra Leone. Some who came to grace this nation because of the love they have for their forefathers and the love they have for Sierra Leone.
That's Thomas Daddy Brima, the president of the Sierra Leone Football Association. And thanks to Samson O'Malley for that spicy package of Nations Cup news. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Group A will be in the spotlight when the Nations Cup kicks off on Sunday in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Cameroon will host Burkina Faso in the opening match, and that will be followed by a contest between Ethiopia and Cape Verde. For analysis of Group A, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com in Nigeria, Fisayo Dairo.
I do think that this is a very tricky group. You know, when you look at the composition of teams in that group and what they have done recently, especially in the World Cup qualifying series, you would agree with me that that group is very tricky. Although one thing I've always held about 24-nation tournaments is the fact that up to three teams can advance from one group. You know, not the regular 16-nation tournament where only the first two advance. So this makes it less tricky. But Cameroon, the talents of Burkina Faso, the Walia of Ethiopia, and the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde, it's an enticing group for me. We saw how Cape Verde, you know, pushed Nigeria all the way during their World Cup qualifying group. We saw Cameroon edging a group that had the elephants of Cote d'Ivoire. We also saw Burkina Faso going all the way head-to-head against African champions Algeria in their own group. So those three teams, especially, any of them can easily advance. And Ethiopia can just decide to evoke their Nations Cup spirits of 2013 and 15, and they might just, again, spring a little bit of surprise there and there. So, like I said, it's a tricky group, but the cushion for the biggest team in that group, which is the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, is the fact that, one, they are playing at home, so they should be buoyed by home advantage and the vociferous home fans. And then secondly, up to three teams can advance from the group, which shouldn't allow any disaster to happen.
The Cape Verde team has been rated high following their impressive runs in the World Cup qualifying games. Do you see them causing upsets in the group?
For around a decade now, I think the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde are a team that have been on the periphery of breakthrough, or periphery of greatness in African football. They have not really been able to have that breakthrough which people believe they are due to have. Now, having shown what they are capable of doing in some form during the last World Cup qualifying series when they were in the same group with Nigeria, I do think that this might be their time. And in this group, yes, they will always fancy their chances. Maybe with the exception of the host nation, Cameroon, who, apart from having top quality players spread across Europe, they will also have that 12th man factor for them. I think Cape Verde can always believe that they can go head-to-head against Burkina Faso or Ethiopia and get points off them, which could see them off to the next round of the competition. So are they capable of springing up surprises? I do think so. They've got some quality players as well, starting from the defense where they have Turkey-based Alexander Pong, and then the midfield, Kenny Rocha, based in Belgium. Not forgetting attack as well, Ria Mendes, who now plays his club football in the United Arab Emirates these days. These are some of the players that are capable of stirring something positive for the Cape Verdeans in Cameroon.
Do you think Burkina Faso and Ethiopia are minnows in Group A?
We have to be very careful with whom we give that tag of minnows in African football these days. You know, no team or no country will lie low or sit at one place and willfully accept that tag. And we've seen over the past years that one supposed small team will just come out from nowhere and shock the supposed big guns. And in this particular case, I don't think Burkina Faso can really be tagged as the minnows, because this is a team that got to the final in 2013. This is the country that played Africa's best team at the moment, Algeria, twice in 2021, and did not lose in both games. You have to pay attention to such a team. For Ethiopia, yes, now they're coming to the AFCON with a team predominantly locally based, because they are going through some sort of restructuring of the national team, then maybe they might be ranked outsiders in that group. But still, I think the word minnows might be a little too harsh on any team, particularly in Group A, because aside Cameroon, Cape Verde, and Burkina Faso, who I think are the favorites, any of them can always fancy their chance. All you need in such a group is 4 points, a win and a draw, and you put yourself in a good state to be among the top best losers from all the groups and advance to the second round.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com in Nigeria. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. Sunday Olise played on Nigeria's 1994 team that lifted the Nations Cup in Tunisia. And Sunday also played on Nigeria's 1996 team that won the Olympic gold medal here in the USA. For more on the upcoming Nations Cup in Cameroon, my VOA colleague Jackson Vunganyi called Kampala, Uganda, where he reached sports analyst Jonah Byakutaga.
The tournament was supposed to have been played last year in 2021, but because of the COVID situation all over the globe, it was pushed to January 2022. So the tournament is being played in 2022, but it will still be called AFCON 2021. It's a little bit similar to the Euros in Europe, which is equivalent of the Africa Cup of Nations in Africa. The Euros as well were played last year in 2021, but they were called the Euros 2020 because they were slated for 2020. But because of COVID, the tournament was pushed to the following year. So better late than never, we'll still have the tournament this year.
What kind of excitement is there on the continent about AFCON 2021?
Without doubt, this is our continental showpiece, just like Europe has a European Championship, South America has a Copa America, North America as well have got their own tournament, Asia have got the Asia Cup. So this is ours for Africa. But sadly for me, as a sports journalist looking in from the inside, if you like, or from the outside, depending on which side you are on, it's been a bit disappointing. I think for me, it was kicked off by the comments that were attributed to Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool coach, in an interview before a Champions League game, and he said, he referred to the Africa Cup of Nations as this little tournament that will be starting in Africa. And one of the Nigerian journalists, I think it was Ojora Babatunde, who picked up on it in the following press conference and asked him, listen, you owe Africa an apology. How could you refer to our continental tournament as a little tournament? Now, he tried to downplay it, Klopp, that is, and he said, listen, I don't downplay this tournament. It was just taken out of context. And then a few days later, we saw more comments from former Arsenal players, Ian Wright and Patrick Vieira. We all know Patrick Vieira, of course, with his Senegal roots. He came out and said, listen, this tournament has got to be respected. It's as big as the Euros. And he came out and said, listen, I will not be stopping any of my players from going to the Africa Cup of Nations. There was also a small incident in Holland where Sebastian Haller, who will be playing for Ivory Coast, he's been a star player in the European Champions League, scoring 10 goals and 2 assists in 6 games. He's been one of the big players in the Champions League this season for Ajax. And he was asked by a journalist if he would be honoring the call-up for Ivory Coast. And he said, listen, why do you ask us such a question? We will be going to represent our country. So for me, the build-up has been overshadowed by what looks like a systematic attempt to downplay the significance of the Africa Cup of Nations.
Let's get into the breakdown of the groups that are going to play. How many groups are there and what are some of the teams that are in there that we should look forward to?
All right, there are 6 groups. Group A, of course, will be having the host nation, Cameroon, with Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, and Ethiopia. Group B will have Senegal, Zimbabwe, Guinea, and Malawi. A quick one on Guinea. Guinea have a new president, Dakano, President Doumbia, who overthrew the government a few months back. Okay. And he's given his team an ultimatum that they've got to go out and win the Africa Cup of Nations or come back and refund every penny that has been invested into
no
this team.
No pressure
whatsoever. And this is a team that has Naby Keita, who plays for Liverpool. I've got Amadou Diawara, who plays for AS Roma. So it's quite a team that's decent, but for me, not good enough to win the title. So indeed, no pressure there. Then Group C has got Morocco, Ghana, Comoros, and Gabon. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's Gabon. He's no longer Arsenal captain, but he is still captaining that Gabon team. I don't expect them to go any far in that tournament, probably as far as they could get out of the group, but I don't see them going beyond the round of 16. Group D has got Nigeria, has got Egypt, has got Guinea-Bissau, has got Sudan. Okay. Group E will have Algeria, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, and Sierra Leone. And then finally, Group F will have Tunisia, Mali, Mauritania, and the Gambia.
That's sports analyst Jonah Byakutaga. And Jonah was talking with VOA's Jackson Vunganyi from Kampala, Uganda.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Cameroonian officials have joined hundreds of Muslims and Christians in the capital, Yaounde, to pray for peace during the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports from Yaounde.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Imam Suleiman Buba of Yaounde's Tsinga Mosque prays in Arabic for peace in Cameroon. During the prayers, Buba asked God to protect football players, fans and match officials coming to Cameroon for the African Football Cup of Nations, which begins Sunday, January 9. Among the more than 60 Muslim and Christian clerics present was Jean Barga, Archbishop of Yaounde. Mbarga says the prayer at the Mary Queen of the Apostles Basilica in Yaounde asked God to intercede for a peaceful AFCON in Cameroon.
L'avènement de la CAN est aussi l'avènement des nouveaux Cameroun qui croient en la paix.
Mbarga says he knows Cameroonians love football very much and will be coming out to cheer their team, the Indomitable Lions, and other African teams they cherish. He says the African Football Cup of Nations should therefore mark a new beginning for a peaceful, strong and united Cameroon. He says Muslims and Christians have jointly prayed for the safety of players, match officials and football fans who will be in Cameroon for AFCON. Mbarga said he and the cleric who attended the prayer strongly believe that because Cameroonians love football, AFCON will remove the country from the agony it has been going through in several troubled spots. Mbarga said the Cameroon Association for Interreligious Dialogue organized the prayer. Cameroon Prime Minister Joseph John Gute represented President Paul Biya at the prayer. The Cameroon Association for Interreligious Dialogue said at least 400 civilians, 20 ministers and senior state functionaries attended the prayer. Cameroon is hosting the continent's top football tournament from Sunday to February 6. Separatists fighting to create an independent English-speaking state in the French-speaking majority country have vowed to disrupt the games. On social media platforms like Facebook and WhatsApp, the separatists say they are in ongoing battles with Cameroon government troops. They add that Limbe and Boya are not safe zones. Limbe and Boya are English-speaking western towns that will host group matches for teams from Gambia, Mali, Mauritania, and Tunisia. Separatist fighters said Thursday they set off a roadside bomb in Half Mile, a neighborhood in the town of Limbe. Capo Daniel is deputy defense chief of the Ambazonia Defense Forces, a rebel group in Cameroon's English-speaking northwest and southwest regions. Capo says fighters have vowed to disrupt the games in Limbe despite the heavy presence of Cameroon troops.
The Cameroon government have drawn our forces into those venues because they have stationed their military in those areas, so we shall combat them. On the 30th of December, we planted an IED at Half Mile. Today again, we planted another IED to send a message to all the visitors that are coming to watch football to understand that they are putting themselves in harm's way.
Cameroon military confirmed Thursday's explosion in Limbe, but called it an isolated attempt to scare football fans, players and officials. The government said no one was injured, but called on civilians to collaborate with the military by reporting suspected fighters in their communities. Biya last week called on civilians to use AFCON as an opportunity to turn a new page in a country that has suffered so many crises. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News, Yaounde, Cameroon.
Thanks, Moki. And we here at the Sunny Side of Sports hope for a safe and peaceful Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. And that wraps up the January 7th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in and have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington.
I get it.
And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.